Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I wanted to make a quick video today about a topic that's coming up over the last few weeks. And it's a trend. I won't say it's an alarming trend, it's an interesting trend. And that is when guys are nearing the end of my program, the 90-Day Masculine Confidence Intensive Program, they're feeling very powerful. They're feeling very, very secure. They're feeling very clear. They have a brand new perspective and new clarity about what they want, where they're going, and what they deserve. And when you become that confident, when you become that self-assured and self-reliant, something can happen. A lot of times, the woman you've been chasing, the woman that has hurt you or betrayed you, or the relationship that you've been trying to fix, turns around. All of a sudden, you become the chasee, and she becomes the chaser, where she starts wanting back into the relationship. She wants you to get closer to her, even though she was the one who was pushing you away. And what I'm seeing happening is that when guys get through this program and they get that sense of confidence and clarity, they could use that sense of confidence and clarity to push her away, to reject her, to retaliate against her, and to hurt her back for the hurt that she caused him. Now, it's one thing to get to a place that you're so clear that you know you don't want her in your life anymore. I mean, that's a total possibility, and I understand that. But what I'm seeing at first glance, when a guy first starts feeling it, he tends to push her back away when she's finally doing what he wanted her to do, when she's finally turning back toward him and wanting to spend time with him and give him some appreciation and affection. They say, well, maybe I don't want her back. Maybe I'm not that attracted to her. I'm not so sure if I want to give her that in return because he's been hurt. And so I just wanted to send that out to you to check yourself, check your motivation. If you're doing some work on your own, or if you're in one of my programs and you're feeling that, like you're not attracted to her anymore and you don't think you want her back, just check your motivation. See if the reason is because you still feel hurt, you still feel resentful, and you still want her to feel the same thing that you felt. If that's true, it's time to do some more work. That's not the end of things. I think that's the beginning of a new phase of growth. So you know that you can use this newfound power and clarity and confidence to meet her at a different level than you've ever met, to start having conversations and start relating to her, to see if you can create something new from that position instead of just using your newfound confidence and power to reject her and to hurt her back. So that's all I wanted to share today. It's something that's happening or I'm hearing about a lot lately, and I wanted to let you know about it. If you're feeling really cocky, that's a sign you might want to dial it back a little bit. If this resonates with you, I'd love for you to reply to this email that this video is attached to. And just let me know if this is something that has happened to you. It may be something you want to happen to you. You want to get to the point where you're that confident that she does chase you back and you get to reject her. But if you really want her back, if you really want to save your relationship or improve it, when you get to that point and she starts turning back into you, into your energy, there's something you have to do. There's a new way you have to relate to her and allow the new version of that relationship to happen instead of using your power to retaliate or to hurt her back. So have a great day. I appreciate you watching, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.